Join the conversation. Give Lisa a call. 203-333-9422. It's the Lisa Wexler Show. Only on WICC 600.
You're listening to a little bit of what was the Tony Award winner last night for Best Musical, Moulin Rouge, and I think our next guest, Wendy Fetterman, had something to do with it. Wendy, did you not pick up another Tony last night for Moulin Rouge?
I picked up one for Moulin Rouge, and I was honored to pick up one for the Best Play for The Inheritance. So it was quite a wonderful and special evening. More special than the awards, of course, was being back in that room in a Broadway theater, seeing actors, friends, partners that we have not seen each other in over 18 months. And the energy was fabulous and truly welcoming Broadway back. New York City is now back because Broadway is back.
It's probably hard to recognize everybody behind the masks, though. At least I'm finding that, you know, in my life.
You know, a little bit. Some people kind of have distinctive hair or body or whatnot, but you know, the ones that we know and love, we know and love. And it was great. And, you know, primarily we really wanted to show safety. Everybody that attended last night not only had to be vaccinated, but we had two separate, the day of and the 2 days before, questionnaires that we had to fill out with Q codes to get into the theater. And we really wanted to make the point that we are practicing what we preach. We are keeping our masks on. Our safety, the audience safety, the actors, the staff is our primary concern. And thank goodness, knocking on wood here, shows are reopening and all is going extremely well.
All right, so let's talk about the rules. For those over 12 who are eligible to be vaccinated, what are the rules?
Again, the rules are you come to the theater, you show your vaccination card. I believe otherwise you show some sort of a letter or indication of why you haven't been vaccinated with a negative COVID test. When you purchase tickets, you're going to get from whoever you purchase your tickets from, whether it's Telecharge or SeatGeek, you're going to get a lot of emails with instructions before you show up at the theater, just so you know whatever it is that you need to have with you so that you enter the theater. And I will tell you, the lines are moving swiftly. People are ready. Everyone knows they come prepared. I've been to many of the invited dress rehearsals, reopenings, new shows, and it's been a very smoothly handled. So it's not.
And so for kids under 12, who can't get vaccinated, go ahead.
I believe they certainly have to be masked. And again, the rules will be sent to everybody, but they are welcome to the theater. But just know that your child will have to be masked for the entire, you know, for the entire show while they're inside. So just, you know, keep that in mind.
But Wendy Fetterman, do they also have to get a COVID test within 72 hours, not just masked?
I'm not 100% sure about children under 12. It will be on the show's website and it will be listed by every theater owner has, you know, their theater owners own different theaters, possibly some different regs. But again, they're welcome and all the information is there and available for purchase buyers.
All right. And if you want to see, I know there's a rollout of openings. Not every show is opening the same night. Some have already opened. Some are scheduled for the fall. Where can you find the list?
You know, basically there are, I mean, they're even doing the list of the ABCs back to old traditional in the New York Times. But if you go on playbill.com or broadway.com or broadwayworld.com, or if there are shows that have been on your mind to see, you can go on that show's website. But there are plenty. Theater Mania is another website that lists all the shows, Broadway and off-Broadway. There are wonderful selections off-Broadway. I've got a funny new, great new Douglas Carter Bean comedy that's starting in about 2 weeks called Fairy Cakes with Julie Halston and some fabulous Broadway entertainment. Really, really fun. Again, and also
Wendy, tell me about these things. Send me tickets. I'll go. Joanna's back in town. I've got my theater buddy. Let me know and I'll go.
Oh, great.
Because this way I can promote it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise, I don't even know. If I don't speak to you, I don't even know. 203-333-9422.
Well, it's like I said, it's out there on the, you know, for people that are interested, all the theater websites, Playbill and Broadway.com in particular, list all the shows.
So Wendy Fetterman, you were there. It was exciting. It was electric. In your view, who made the best speech of acceptance?
Oh, my. I think the speech for the inheritance was wonderful. Matthew Lopez, first time a Latino has won as an author for writing a best new play. So very, very historic. You know, I think everybody had very moving speeches. I think everybody was in a state of gratitude. You know, we have waited 18 months to reopen. We have waited 15 months for these awards. And it was a very special, it was a combination of a wedding, a college reunion. I can't even explain what the emotions were like. Just walking in last night, just being in front of the Winter Garden Theater and greeting old friends and colleagues and saying, yes, we're back. We made it. And I think one of the most special parts of it, the evening, they did it so beautifully with the performances, but the in memoriam, how many people that we've lost during these last 18 months, and not just to COVID, for various reasons, but, everyone from the great Terrence McNally to Hal Prince, but the list was so long. And when Kelly and Norm were singing, oh my God, our hearts were just, we really thought about, it made it even more special to realize how happy we were to be with the people that we were with, because there were so many people that unfortunately we just will never be able to see again or experience any of their new work or creativity. So I think last night was about a great emotion and gratitude. And again, also wanting to let audiences know there is no better or greater entertainment than being in a Broadway or off-Broadway theater and welcoming people back, letting people know that we're safe and it's a totally safe place to be. And these entertainers are just phenomenal. There's a lot of things that are coming back. And I think as we get closer to spring, we're going to see a lot of new shows coming in. It's just going to burst. Creatives were working during COVID. They were writing, they were creating, they were doing their Zoom creative get-togethers. And I think we're going to just see this explosion of amazing talent going forward.
We're chatting with Wendy Fetterman, who is beloved within the Broadway community and is a lover of the Broadway community. She's won how many, 15 Tonys now for producing?
I now have a personal 11 Tony Awards
Personal 11 Tonys. And also magnificent gowns. You wear beautiful dresses. I have to tell you, I thought that I liked Mary Louise Parker's speech, but I thought that the most touching moment of the whole evening, the most breathtaking, was Cheetah Rivera on stage with Andrew Lloyd Webber saying that, 65 years ago to the night, she had made her first Broadway performance at the Winter Garden as Anita in West Side Story. Oh, my God.
Yep. The audience erupted. The audience just went wild. We love Cheetah. How can we say that? And she's still such a force and such a spirit. And, of course, to see her with Andrew Lloyd Webber, who in London really spearheaded very much so the reopening and getting the London theaters and stage back going. So it was really wonderful to see the two of them. Again, it was just wonderful when Idina and Christian sang from Wicked.
We just played the whole thing. We just played it on the air.
Yep.
We played it on the air on this show. It was so amazing.
So tissues were being handed out. Tears were going under masks.
Right.
And it was wonderful.
And then Jennifer Holliday stopped the show. Jennifer Holliday just stopped the show. And by the way, she's never looked better, Wendy. She's never looked better.
She looks gorgeous that you kind of have to remember. I remember the original. And she is just a force of nature. Anytime she's performing anywhere that I'm around, I grab a ticket. She's another Broadway legend gem. Of course, when Audra and Brian Stokes Mitchell sang on the Wheels of a Dream from Ragtime.
We opened the show with that. Beautiful.
We had so many wonderful moments last night. They could have done 100 more. There were so many things. I loved when John Legend sang with the Ain't Too Proud Guys.
Uh-huh.
That was really quite wonderful and special. And it was just, like I said, it was a great evening. Just because it celebrated Broadway being back. Even the neighborhood now, it has picked up. It is lively. It is bustling. The restaurants are reopening. There are more people around. I will say there are huge police presence, which, I want people to feel comforted because, I come in from the suburbs also. And the neighborhood is just really feeling, getting back to where it was. But especially every week, more and more shows are reopening. So it's really hustling and bustling. The waiters in the restaurants are thrilled to see everybody back. It just feels so good now in that part of town that I really encourage your audience to come back and see a show, have dinner in a local restaurant.
Wendy,
you know, over 97,000 people were out of work.
I know, but I'm putting you on the spot. And I know they're all your children, and it's hard to pick one over the other. I know this. But you have, you know, a certain amount of money, and you can only go see one show, because going to Broadway is expensive. It's always going to be expensive. It's a treat. It's worth it, but it's money. What would you recommend people see?
Well, I'm going to just say one thing to that comment. Right now, because we are still in the welcoming back to Broadway stage, there are some deals on tickets now, and tickets are probably at the best prices that they're going to be. So I would
that's good to know.
Just look at all the shows. Well, because we're still welcoming people back. So we're not, some of the shows are already selling extremely well, but again, it's not quite the feeding frenzy yet. So I would just say that right now is a really good moment to go look online. And if you, there's a show that you've been wanting to see, even if it's a couple of months out, buy the tickets, because they're still going to be at a more comfortable price now than they might be going forward. You know, starting November 1st, the Europeans, the UK and European tourists who are vaccinated are allowed to come to the United States. So it's going to get more crowded and there'll be less availability. Which show? It's so hard to say, because if you never got to see Hamilton, you know, now might be the moment where you can get to see Hamilton and not have to wait a year.
That's a good point.
Again, it depends on what's coming in. I mean, I of course love Ain't Too Proud. Tina, Adrienne's only in it. Warren, who won the Tony last night, she's only in it for a short amount of time. I believe she has a Netflix series coming up, although the understudies, whoever's going to come in, is going to be great. But I would say you want to see Adrienne. Jagged Little Pill.
Yes.
It's a tough but really fun and interesting show. Little Shop of Horrors, off-Broadway. Jeremy Jordan is playing the lead now. He's so
really
good. Yes, he's
the
new Seymour.
Well,
he was supposed
to
start the week that we were shut down, and he was kind enough to come back in, and I'm telling you, just fantastic. I'm not involved with the show, but I know If People Come From Away is a wonderful show. My Dear Evan Hansen will be back in November, so you can buy tickets for that. Company coming in starting in November with Patti LuPone.
Yeah, I know. You have to get me tickets for that, Wendy. I'm just saying, Wendy, on air, here in public, Wendy, you have to help me get tickets, because we had tickets for the May before
it closed. I will work with you with the press agent. I will work with you with the public.
I got to get tickets
again. You know I do.
I'll pay for them. I don't care. But I got to see Patti LuPone and company, for sure.
Oh, no, we'll get you to that one. But again, so it really depends. If there were shows that people missed last time that they didn't, and of course, Moulin Rouge, you walk from the second you walk into the theater, the decor, you feel you are there.
Wendy Fetterman,
and
thank you so much for being on the show. News, weather, and traffic. We'll be right back.